Hello, I hope you can hear me. It's G. Dorian again. I just listened to this mad bastard talking about mice, which were may or may not have been eating each other. Don't condone the drowning of animals, but each to his own. And he was a young man. He was a young lad. I remember at school there was a guy I was who was left in charge of the school hamster, and he killed it. Didn't last. It didn't last the full term of its natural life because he fed it. He poisoned it with sweetie cigarettes, which was nice. But kind of looking back, it was funny. But I love animal. I love especially love dogs. I couldn't hurt or drown one. I would shoot one if it went mad and I had to. I had no choice. Like it was either me or him. I would shoot the dog. But when I was growing up, I used to look after my neighbor's Labrador. A very good Labrador called Goldie. Very hungry dog. It was a bitch. And my neighbor used to let me or pay me to look after Goldie when he went on holiday. So he used to give me the key to his house and say, "Gareth, just feed Goldie twice a day, and just go in and out and do that." And that's what I used to do. But one time, I went in and I needed I f all of a sudden needed to do a poo. So I went upstairs to do a poo, and I did a poo. And oh dear. Yeah, anyway, sorry about that. It was pause because someone was calling. What was I saying? Oh yeah, so Goldie the Labrador, I had to feed her, and I went upstairs to have a poo. I had a poo and I did flush the loo, and I started washing my hands, wise. And while I was washing my hands, the huge bar of soap, fresh bar of soap, slipped out of my hand and went into the loo. And I thought, well, that's a bad situation. I was quite young, I was like 14. Sorry. Anyway, I flushed the loo and it was blocked, and I was I didn't know what to do. And the guy was coming back the next day, so he was coming back to a blocked loo, which is just full of my poo. This is an audio poo, but poo and soap. So the only thing I could think to do about the poo was to, and about the soap, was to cut it in half with with one of those things you scrape wallpaper off with. That's the only thing I could do. It was the only solution. I had to cut the soap in half, clean, a clean cut. It was a bit like Mission Impossible, but with only Tommy Gibbs and Tom Cruise and scraper. Leaning down in the thing, in the loo, cutting a soap in half to sort of ease the flow of waste water, and it worked. And but I think that the weight or the absolute the stress of the situation transferred to Goldie, because when the neighbor got back and I went to get my pay, and it was about 2 fucking quid or something, like tight bastard. But when I went to get the money from him, he said that Goldie had been pregnant with pups and had had a miscarriage, and I felt guilty about that for a while. But when I was a little bit older, I had a talk with the neighbor, and he explained that it was. She was prone to this. She never actually had pups, but for a while, the very irrational part of me and the angst-ridden part of me thought it was because of my exploits with the soap. Somehow, well, no, maybe but I just thought, maybe I did something wrong while looking after her, but I didn't. I love dogs, and it was that was it really. Thanks very much for listening.